Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi friends. Love is blind. Sorry for the delay. I was traveling a little bit, but we're here. Like 4 days after the episode aired, it feels like it's been 7 weeks if you're on social media.
Right? I know. They need to have another one in the hopper.
Yeah, they got to.
It's getting more and more fake, but I love it.
I mean, okay. Just pulse check. Who was the funniest couple to you? Like who's the most entertaining for you to watch?
To me, the most entertaining is might not be for everybody, but Zach and Bliss to me crack me up because it's so ridiculous. And of course, Kwame and
Kwame
everyone
and
but
Chelsea.
Tiffany and Brett, which they're nice,
agreed.
Whatever.
Could care less. All right. Wait, before we get into it, I started a note. I'm going to share it with you, which is called Random Topics to Discuss. And as things come to my mind.
All right. Yeah.
And come to your mind so we don't forget, we're going to put them in. This is one I've been like months of wanting to talk to you about, which is
months. I love it.
Well, at least a month. Bethany Frankel's social media. I am so mystified by her content.
She's such a loser.
Correct me if I'm wrong. She's like almost a billionaire, right? Like she's a shit ton of money.
She's sick.
I guess
it shows
for
her
those
sickness.
Of you don't follow her. It's the weirdest blend of like makeup reviews, making like shitty TikTok recipes, going to Dollar Tree. Like it's a really
acting
weird.
Like no one's ever been to the fucking Dollar Tree and had. Like, she, the life. Other day she was like, "Here are some Haribo or however you say it, Haribo peach candies. I rate these like." Everyone's had those, Bethany. You're not discovering anything.
It's just such a weird position.
Dead.
Yeah, she does not look super healthy. If you have this much money, I mean, look, we can barely get ourselves to post when a new episode is up. This is a lot of work to do what
she has
doing,
all day
to film all this shit. But it's just such
nothing
an odd
to do.
Odd choice. If I was worth as much as she was worth,
she's
I would never
bored.
Be on social media. I'd be renovating houses, living my best life. It's so weird to me.
She's got a fiance or something, or like a real boyfriend, and she might still be married to Mr. Hoppy, whatever the hell his name, Jason Hoppy. And then the daughter is full blown. Her face is out. She's cute though. Thank God.
Very cute.
She needed that mix because Bethany. I never found Bethany to be a beauty ever. Her personality didn't help either.
No, it's weird. And every time I think I should unfollow her. I don't know if I told you this, but I unfollowed Chrissy Teigen. It was the best decision I ever made.
Following her either.
She was overexposed. I couldn't I started to hate watch her and now I forget she exists and it's great. Like I don't need, I don't know when people annoy me. I think I just got to unfollow.
So. Oh, I really did. I don't know what happened with her, but I did unfollow her as well. And I don't want to refollow. She's not.
Yeah. There's no appeal to me.
And also I start to unfollow people after their school shootings and the internet really drives me nuts after a school shooting.
Same,
because people care.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
everybody in Tennessee
hours.
Cared that there's school shootings because it happened in Tennessee. It makes me sick. Okay. Yeah. And then Bethany though, with the makeup, I went to this one's $3. Some of it's
right.
She's like, this is really cheap. It's $25. Like that's pretty expensive for some people. She's out of it.
And I know it's so weird.
Imagine running into her at the freaking Dollar Tree and every Dollar Tree is pretty much the same. I hit them around my town. Maybe there might be one or two things that are different, but it's pretty much the same crap. And she's like, oh, we could repurpose this and repurpose that. She's sick.
No, I know. It's so weird.
I wonder how much money she has.
She has a lot because she did that liquor deal. Like, unless she's an idiot with finances, which I don't think she is. She's set.
And also, I always remember her when her uterus was pouring out gushing blood in Home Goods with Dorinda. And we never really got an answer as to what happened with that.
Oh, that was so explicit. Thank you for that.
All right. But here's the thing. A happy note. We brought the kids to the Mario movie. I think it's the first movie they'll remember seeing in movie theater. Oh, I give it a 20 out of 10. It really? Was the best time of our lives. I think it, I grew up playing video games. You were probably learning classical music.
No.
Okay.
No, I played Mario Kart and shit. I loved that game.
You'll love it. I mean,
did Vernon go and he sat
Vernon
there?
Lasted. And then we were in the second row because we got there late on a Thursday in the middle horrible. Of the sticks. You would think that the theater was packed. And on Thursday in the afternoon, I was late. I was getting the popcorn and stuff. They all ran in. I really had to bite my tongue and not cuss Tyler out for sitting in the second row. Like, why the hell would you sit in the second row?
I'd rather
sit. It actually worked out good because the youngest one is jumping over and he ended up sitting in the front row all by himself for the fourth part of the movie.
And he tolerated the whole movie?
He did okay. He had to go to the bathroom once, but he did okay. He did better than I expected, but I think it's a good movie to distract him. It's so colorful and fun for all ages. I'm not surprised that it's made a shit ton of money.
All right. I'll check it out. Maybe
you should go see it. It's so cute.
I mean, when it comes to my couch.
No, it's not. I think
you got to see it in theaters.
It's fun if you're bored.
Okay. All right.
In
I'm trying to go see Air in theaters too.
I want to see that too, but that to me is like a more of a at home. But I would like to see that.
Right.
Thirdly, then we put on Avatar 2. Avatar 1 is the most depressing movie. Avatar 2, I couldn't even finish it. I was like, I'm out of here. This is so
long
depressing.
Too,
it's
right?
like watching a freaking war movie. It is terrible.
Okay. Hot take.
It's so sad. I don't know how they make a ton of money.
For some reason, I have no desire to see the second one. I just like I'm not pressed to spend 3 hours of my life watching it.
Warner, who's 8 years old, processes movies and will watch that. And I have to be like, what's going on? And he'll explain a movie to me. And he even had to explain Top Gun to me while we were watching it because I couldn't figure out how they were watching the simulations and things. Mm-hmm. He blows my mind at how much he can grasp. My brain's fried. Those are my movie reviews.
All right. Great. All right. Let's get into it. Let's start with the entertaining Chelsea and Kwame. I have never seen. All right. I've been team Chelsea this whole time. Have I not? I've been like, love Chelsea. Yeah. She's amazing. I got to say, the longer they're showing her.
It's getting a
rough edit. The more I'm turning, she's looking like. A stage 5 clinger and like that she's not reading any of the signs. This could all be editing, but it's
I
not
don't think she wants to read them.
The way she's like, just what she says about him, like he is the most talented man I have ever met. Where it's like, are we looking at the same person? What are we? I just the delusion of which she feels that he's the one for her and how amazing he is like starting to make me uncomfortable.
So in love.
She's
but she'd be in love with anyone. She
I agree 100%.
Her clock is ticking and she would take a homeless man off the street and turn her into her husband. He'd be popping Pop-Tarts out of the pink toaster. I mean, she just got screwed by she got someone who doesn't.
Yeah.
Who, I think he's using her and he maybe would have liked Micah. I don't even know if he'd say yes to Micah. I think he just wanted ever since we found out that he was on.
Yeah.
Married at First Sight. I don't take him serious.
This is my foundational issue with Kwame is if you come from this very formal family where your mother runs the show, the fact that he's now done this twice, fuck off. It's not about your mom. You know what I mean?
Know.
Like you've already
That's
made
true.
Twice a decision that your family obviously clearly wouldn't approve of. And it's that means you don't take it seriously. What does that mean? You're probably on it to be famous.
I agree.
To blow up your brand. It's not about love. Because
no,
your family would be invested and you would get your family's buy-in. Like,
plus,
I don't
it's buy like,
it
how dare you do this to your mom a second time, even though you didn't even make it the first time. You knew she wouldn't be happy with it. She'd be more embarrassed that you got married at first freaking sight.
Right.
It just pisses me off. His sister was the cutest thing on the planet, but
adorable. The first scene that made me very uncomfortable was in the first episode of this batch where they're at the clothing store. And it was just like,
oh my God.
That was the weirdest energy between them. He's trying to have some weird, serious conversation about their conversation that morning. She's just like,
I mean, we just were the happiest, right? Like, you love me. And like,
it was just like, what is happening?
He hates her. She's like, I don't even want some bike shirts. You got enough clothes in there. I want to leave.
Right. It was the weirdest. It was the weirdest vibe there. And then the photo shoot. I have so many questions.
That Why? Poor photographer.
Photographer.
She is just, I don't a dislike life. Chelsea, but I almost no, feel I don't bad either. For her. She seems demented and just yes. out of it.
Yes. Like she seems like she's obsessed with, I mean, how it's playing is like, she's obsessed with him and is ignoring every single sign and like plowing ahead and like acting like building a life around this person who's like, holy shit, the walls are closing in. And she's just like, he's just
it's like Andy
so
Anderson when she's pretending to be how to lose a guy in 10 days, like calling the sister on the phone and talking to her. Like she said, I was on the phone with his sister the night before. I was like, oh my God, you really have surprised she hasn't called the mom or shown up at the mom's house.
And just like when she's sitting there at the photo shoot, she's like, this has been my dream my entire life. And like, how can this, and she's almost crying. Like, how can this beautiful man be mine forever? I'm the luckiest
in the way
girl.
She,
just like,
I love what you said. I've never talked like that. I think Tyler would love someone to talk to him like that.
Yeah. I, nor have
I've
I.
never talked like that.
I
wish I could, I was thinking like, I was at your wedding, but I don't think I could hear the wedding vows. Cause I was at the end, you know, or maybe zoned or I just don't remember. I wish I could go back in time, either. You know?
I don't remember them.
And watch them. Do you have a video of your wedding?
We do. But I don't know if it's like a complete video. Or, you know, we do have a full video. I could watch it.
Will you ever? I mean, when do people? That's really nice. That's the one thing I regret is like having some loser in the city hall videotape. I think that's nice. You could watch it together and
right.
whatever.
We haven't, but we could.
Yeah.
I don't know. Chelsea,
what are you doing with the boudoir pictures? It's your dream.
Where are those going? Are they? That's not the save the date. Your softcore porn. I mean,
he's a narcissist. He was in. He didn't hate it.
He loved it. That was the weirdest part. Like the two of that. That was when they were at their most matched up. Was like her and her Calvin Klein.
That was baby hot, naked.
I don't know what those underwear were. It wasn't giving sexual, like it was weird. Like the outfit choice meant
like they're
athleisure.
Paid actor or yes. paid models. Yeah.
So weird. I mean, what are they doing with those photos? I don't even know. Where are they going to go?
I think
Kwame
has a great
cry
smile.
Over those? Yeah.
Right. What is she going to do? She's going to regret. It's so embarrassing. Everything that she's done. And I don't know
all of it.
If she will feel embarrassed because she seems so out of it, but.
She's so calm too. Like that conversation they have in the bedroom where she's wearing the glasses, like before the wedding. And they're like, last night, you know, we talked about da, da, da. She's just like, life will be hard, Kwame, but like, we're partners.
What could go wrong?
And it's just like,
and
what?
She does make a point. He's like, the first year is going to be so hard. It's going to be crazy. And she at least is an optimist, but she does sound nuts. Like anything she'll go through.
How you enter a situation in your perspective, right? Kwame's entering from a deficit, meaning deficit perspective, meaning he's only seen what's being taken away from him. Like,
right.
When he's like sitting there, you know, made of September shirtless Kwame running around town or whatever. It's like, shut the fuck up.
When I see people like, running shirtless, I want to run them over.
I
put a shirt on.
What are you doing? You got to wear something bright so someone doesn't hit you like Justine.
Seriously.
But I just, there's something about how
might
he's
well run
approaching
naked.
This. Yeah, that just seems like bullshit, just like Jackie, when it's like he's not actually willing to make any sacrifices.
Jackie.
He only
at
sees him moving, you know? I don't know.
I give more credit to people like Jackie, like
who
blow it up, right, in Irina, than Kwame, who's probably going to embarrass this girl at the altar after she's married or dad is saying all these nice things to her.
Ugh.
I don't find
I also
people hate Kwame. I don't really hate him because I don't think he's serious. Like, I don't know. It just seems like how can she not read this
That's what I'm saying.
Writing on the wall, right?
Yeah, right. But I don't know. I also hated her wedding look. I thought it was.
I did too.
It looked. She needed like 7 things removed. Yeah. Well, she needed like the earrings had to go. She was wearing like a necklace. You just like she looked like if you were going to dress up and play bride rather than like an actual bride.
It's hard for me to love a bridal look.
Yeah, I've loved a lot of bridal looks. That one was not it.
I like them, but I'm just not really into her. And why doesn't he say to her if he's, oh, I got to sacrifice this. It seems like she would move to Mars for you. So tell her that you want. And if she doesn't want to, there's your out. What are you complaining for?
Somebody said it's like her family and how obsessed she is with her family. That could be it. But again,
but then
Portland and Seattle,
seems like
she'll give up
anything.
You can drive there. We're not talking about
he
moving
said three
to Mars.
Hours. Right.
Okay. It's not that it's the same.
If you were, if you're not, you gave up, you actually gave up. Well, I guess 3 hours is, I mean, you can't go to soccer every night or whatever.
No. But I'm just saying,
I didn't even hear
accessible.
You complain like this. If you love someone, you moved across
you
the country
it.
For someone.
I
you left everything
to Tallahassee, Florida. Shut the fuck up, Kwame.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you're in the Northeast. You're accessible for weekends to go see your friends and run around with your shirt
go play
off.
Soccer.
What are we complaining about?
Find a new soccer league.
There's probably a high speed train or something.
She would move. You can't tell me that she wouldn't. She can find
another
job. And she's at work a long time. If she's a kid speech therapist,
speech pathologist.
The kids are going home. She's gone 7 to 7. Come home.
Right. The meeting with the family. I don't know if you caught this. When her mom finally talked to Kwame, the only thing she asked him was about the dog. She was like, so do you like Rocky? It's like, what are we?
There's a lot of talk about this dumbass dog.
The Looney Tunes runs deep in this family. Just the way that was like the only thing, like, well, if you love Rocky, then welcome to the family. It's like, what are we talking about?
And her and the Rocky's going to be dead soon. It doesn't even matter. And her going down how he's so talented. He's an athlete. He's this, that. It's just an odd way. I probably introduced Tyler. Like, here's Tyler. He knocked me up. We're getting married. I mean, like, she's just got to sell him.
Selling him. I know. Do you think there's any possibility that they're showing us this on a cliffhanger and he's actually going to say yes?
I just can't imagine unless they, I'd hate the show because then they're really screwing with us. And I'd rather watch people in love that say yes than being tricked the whole time. But his energy and just how he wanted to rip those chocolate covered strawberries at the store out of her hands and throw them at her. Hated her.
The force feeding the strawberry made me so uncomfortable. He's like, baby, I already, you know how many I ate while you were trying on clothes? She's like, so what? It's like, don't fucking, it's so bad.
So, I'm trying to think back if it's got to be like The Bachelor, how you, when we used to watch The Bachelor, you knew the first girl out of the limo was getting cut. She is the loser. So I'm trying to think back. Was the first couple was,
that's a good question.
Was what's her face? The Pilates instructor. And they made us.
You're
think
right.
I think it's a no because I think they have a formula. And
I
they're
think you're
keeping.
Right. I think it's going to be a no, yes. Like they're gonna go right off a no into a strong yes, like a Tiffany and Brett or something. But they're trying to edit it. Like something happens that day. Yeah.
Her dad was really sweet. He said she's got a nice dad and a nice mom.
Yeah.
But she's desperate to get married. It's so sad.
The single biggest red flag was when Kwame was like sitting there in the morning of the wedding. He's like, you know, I could say yes and I'm off with my life partner. But, you know, if I'm single, I might just book a flight to Vegas. It's like, oh, fuck, you have your plan.
You're in Vegas already. You're gone.
Yeah, you're already there. If you say that again on the day of, there should be no hesitancy. You should know exactly what you're going to do. And
I can see hesitancy if you've known someone for 20 days because this show is so stupid.
Of course.
That's the only, not in real life. Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah. Here it's like, how are they actually saying yes?
But
it's
don't say opposite. Right. I think all these people are sick. I mean, were people 30 years ago this desperate to get married? What happened? You just married the loser at your work?
Yeah. And then you just like wrote
it
out.
Life was good.
Yeah, somebody who's drinking too much, somebody who's having
everyone
an affair,
seems
who cares?
Sick.
Yeah. I mean,
Micah
her vows.
Paul... Oh,
you said something like jumping off the cliffs to eternity or something.
It was like some real red flag.
The way she talks.
Like... And then he was just like, oh, I didn't write anything, but I will share what's on my mind. It's like, what the fuck? Get out of here.
What's going to happen? He's going to say no. And if they say yes,
he's gonna say no.
I'd be just shocked. Can't imagine.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. All right,
he
should
just
we
wants to be on TV?
Should we move to Jackie and Marshall? Close that one out.
But not everybody agrees with this. There's some people who strongly disagree with this Marshall and Chelsea and Marshall pairing. But I still think they're a great. I don't know what people see in Marshall. I'm not dying over him either. He's pretty blasé. I think they'd be a great perfect pair. But
yeah, I mean, better than Jackie. All right. I saw Jackie's post where she said, like, the timing was different, whatever, whatever, whatever. It does not matter to me. What I hate about Jackie is the way that she talks to Marshall is so condescending and, like, blasé. And, like, she's talking to, like, some her brother that she hates or something. Just the way, like, you were pressing me. I was like, bro, I can't give you what you want. It's like, shut up. I just hate the way she talks to people. It's especially him. It's crazy.
I think that she talks like a lot of people communicate with each other. Sadly, you know, they just treat someone like garbage until they'll just leave you alone. She really is. See, no one has gotten my blood heated like Zainab. Yeah. Jackie doesn't bother me. Some reason Zainab really, maybe because I liked Cole. I thought Cole is a decent person and nothing against Marshall, but I'm just thinking like the world hates Jackie. The world hates Irina, but I'm just not shocked by Jackie because it seemed like she hated him from that. The night after they had sex,
the second
she was done
she-
with him. She was like a spider that sucked him. Like, you know, she got her venom in him and then she was
I just
done
think
with it.
That she should have. What I don't appreciate is that she like kept baiting. She kept like playing with his emotions, like just love me. Like the first episode, she's like hugging him from behind that like late night conversation to be like, just love me. It's
No, shut up. I think she's a piece of shit. But
yeah, it's like if he gives you the creeps, end it, which she eventually did. But it's just like. I loved
just
him being
love
like the
gaslighting. I know. It's like in his face, he seemed like he hated her at that moment too.
I did like that he kept it classy, but still put her down at the end where he was like,
he's a
the
nice
gaslighting,
person.
The deceitfulness, whatever. Good luck, Jackie. It was like, okay, Marshall, but
he's too nice. Her saying shorty, she's meant for a guy like Josh with earrings and she wants to be treated like garbage.
And honestly, they're too young for this show. 26 to me is too young. I almost
26?
Feel that way about
she looks 32.
About Micah and Paul. They're too young too. I think you have to be ripe in your 30s for this show to me.
32 to give us a serious
32 to 36.
A little desperate. Yeah.
Yes.
26,
like
you still feel like you're young, but you don't realize those 5 years are gonna come whipping around real quick.
Fucking
26 might as well be 46 because it's over. 25
My husband keeps saying 41. He keeps being like, the closer I get to 50, it's like, shut the fuck up. What do you mean the closer? Like, relax.
It's scary.
It's horrifying.
I know, 3'8". It's hard to even look at that number. Tyler's turning 40. They have a spouse who's 40. That's a hard one, too.
I know, it is. It's crazy. I think Jackie shouldn't have been on the show. She played with Marshall. She deserves Josh. And that's it.
Like, she does.
The second when they met in the coffee shop, she's like, my nipples are hard or something. Like she said something like that. Like my nipples got hard when I heard your voice. It's like, ugh, you guys deserve each other with that trash behavior.
And they had, that was a rehearsed. That was a redone conversation. When they got up and hugged each other, they hugged each other like they've already had sex a bunch of times. They didn't hug like an awkward, I've just seen you hugging you for the first time out of the pod. That was all reshot.
I also feel like if Netflix had the whole show and are going to show us this, if they don't want us to hate Jackie, they should have shown more about her and Josh in the pods. Cause I knew nothing about
that. Right. That's true.
Like, I love you. Losing you was the biggest regret. It's like, who are you? I don't even know. And I'm not invested, you know?
And where was the Marshall who was ready to punch Josh in the face at the pods right. if he was going to pick Jackie?
Right. Yeah. And you know what she said at the meeting with Josh where I was like, what the fuck? Where she was like, if you want marriage anytime soon, it's not me. It's like, Jackie, you're on a show like, literally where you're supposed to get married. What the hell?
Yeah, she just got picked because she's feisty and she's real pretty until you get to know her. Her person, right. It is crazy. In the pods, I thought she was really pretty. And then you get to know her and she's just
personality. I know.
Uglifies her.
Yeah.
You know, and then she's saying, oh, my dad's sick, this, that, and the other. And then she treats Marshall like garbage. Yeah. You'd think she'd have a little more compassion for people.
Yeah, it's trash
behavior. And then now she's out at and Netflix with the internet, you know, we saw that she's out at the baseball game with Josh.
Yep. Yeah.
She just wants to be treated like shit, you know. Like Marshall's like too nice.
Side piece. Yeah. He was too nice for her.
Be called shorty.
You know what they should do? They should do like a Love is Blind redemption with all the people they've gotten fucked and like let them re-enter the pods to see what they do.
They should.
You know?
That's a good idea.
A second time.
There should be like a switcheroo.
Yeah.
It should be allowed to switch a rear. There's a lot of things that we could do to this game to rev up its engines because it does get lulled a little bit. It gets, I hate The Bachelor and I'd rather listen to old people talk about being married for 50 years because they will tell it. They, no one talks about it glossed over like, oh, we just like a Chelsea by the time it's real life. And it's actually very sweet. If they make it that far, it's not, when you're sitting here watching and Tiffany and Brett and all these people, that's who I can think of the most, or even Micah and them just talk with each other about how much they love each other. It just starts to get bachelor-esque and I just zone out. But I love scandalous parts of the show, which they did
the wedding dress shopping
season.
I was just snoring.
Oh my God. I'm glad you bring that up. Can you imagine? They all don't really even know each other.
Sit there. I know. And they have to sit there and listen. Oh my God.
Can you imagine? They probably sat there for 6 to 8 hours going over dresses,
just each person standing up having a moment with their significant other, their mom, whatever. It was just like, I can't with this.
I would be embarrassed to go out and show my dress to people that hate me. I took their person in the thing. Micah's looking at Chelsea like she doesn't like her, and and wedding dresses, I don't know, they just like they all look like the same.
I'm interested if they actually wear the ones they're showing, because as usual, I don't think they always do.
Then they switch.
It's like they get a different dress. Yeah. All right. Bliss and Zach,
God,
your personal favorite. Do you believe in them?
No. No.
You don't? You think they're going to say no?
Oh, I think they'll say yes, but they're idiots. And I think he's an idiot. He pretends like he never didn't tell her no, and he engaged to another girl. Like talking to the dad, I loved her dad. I think the internet, it feels opposite, but he's the only real person in the world. He was actually talking to these idiot children. You known each other 20 days. Here's Zach. Oh, I loved your daughter, the way she read books. We talked about books. She's so smart. This, and then why don't you say, but I didn't propose to her. I picked another broad. It's a joke.
I
would believe in them more if they didn't go on the show, if it was after the show was done and he actually pursued her without cameras.
Yeah, that's a good point. I, for some reason, I believe them. Like, I
think they're idiots. I think she looks like an idiot.
I think the dad was that was hilarious to me. My favorite part was Zach talking about like the violations, like the traffic violations. Like he was going in deep on the traffic violations. The dad's like,
well, how do you
feel? I'm not familiar with that at all. And I don't know what you're talking about.
And her dad's like, who's this lunatic? People who get pulled over, but are trying to get to work, but they don't have a driver's license. Maybe, I mean, I can understand that that's a problem in this world, but they can take
weird
a bus and like figure out how to get there. And that's his biggest problem.
Second thing he's bringing up. I just like
maybe
wild. I mean, I think the other thing that I loved the dad saying, he was like, at some point, you know, you kind of have to let intelligence come into play when you're making decisions. Which it's like, damn. I will say this though. I appreciated, this is why I feel confident in them. Way Bliss dealt with her dad was very much like, I don't like whatever dad, like I liked how she was dealing with him. She was kind of shutting him down and like defending their relationship and like blah, 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 blah.
So like I think it's a joke.
They might.
It could be a joke.
I don't think I would ever want to be. I don't think Bliss deserves to have gotten. I guess she doesn't find it a big deal. I mean, I guess it's not. She didn't. Maybe it's not that big a deal, but I just wouldn't want to be publicly told no. Right. And then it doesn't work out with Irina. So he calls me up and now he's proposing to me 2 weeks later, but TV show. It's not real life.
The rebuttal to that is he made a horrible decision and realized he made a mistake. I mean,
right.
I don't know.
But that's why I'm a bad gambler, because once I set like something, I'm like, oh, it's destiny. If I don't choose this, and I would have won. And so then I would always think, I think she's too good for him. And there's a reason why he picked. He's okay. I mean, he's nice, but he's probably killing men from strip clubs and parking lots. He seems like a Dexter who would, he's going to protect his mom. Like
taking revenge. I loved how much he was not into the burlesque dancers. That was hilarious to me. It's like, we don't really do that.
His mom was hot too. She was probably a good stripper when they showed the picture of her.
I know. She was cute. The two things, when they met the dad, I don't know if you noticed this, like his daughter or whatever, must be her sister or stepsister. She rolled him like sunglasses inside, like she's Flavor Flav. And like not even, she didn't even pay attention. I just love the like the siblings not giving a shit. It's hilarious.
It seems like Bliss seems like she's such a good girl. And
yes.
No one seems shocked that she's pulling this shit though.
Her mom and sisters, their energy, the mom's energy particularly, was really tripping me out. Just like
too welcoming,
too emotional. Like I don't crying prophetically about how amazing your child is. Just like random
wacky.
I don't know. It's a lot. It's great. I mean, they say she's worth
nice
gold,
right?
They love her. They adore her.
It's what happens when you name a kid Bliss. That's the type of person. Yeah,
I know.
She's cute. I like Bliss. I don't mind her, and I like
her.
Zach.
I
feel bad for her. She should have been picked
like
first.
Yeah. I agree. What if her name was like, imagine if Irina's name was Bliss. Wouldn't that be hilarious? Like, like what if like a Bliss was just an asshole? That'd be so
a
funny.
Little
like,
angry.
She can't be, right? She's so nice.
And no, if they were the seven dwarfs, if you're allowed to say that, Sleeping Beauty or
I can't
Snow
say
White
anymore. So.
And
Slippery Slope.
Where'd you hear that? Because I heard that.
Oh,
that
I didn't tell
show?
You this? Whoopi had to apologize because gypped on The View.
Why is Whoopi Goldberg even on that show?
I don't know.
Need it. How do you put up
who
with that
watches,
shit every day?
Who watches The View?
It?
I don't know.
I don't
it's got to be
either.
Like 47 to 65 or something.
It's crazy. 105. Oh. But the mom though saying that, I'll be your mom, Zach.
Oh, sweet.
I would want to punch Zach in the face. I would never trust him for a long time. I guess I really take offense that he didn't pick Bliss. And wouldn't Bliss have gotten home? They acted like they didn't know that he didn't choose her. Wouldn't she have gotten home and said, hey, I'm off the
like
show. I got dumped.
Right. Maybe they tell him they can't
talk
bullshit. To them or something. Yeah.
You're right. On standby.
Right.
No, I like Zach and Bliss. I think they'll make it. I really do. They'll probably make the most out of anybody. But
I
just
can just
feel
see
bad
them
for her.
She I don't know why I can see them in like 10 years in the suburbs and like
it's
she's
like
just
yeah.
cooking a meal for him and he's coming home talking about traffic violations and she has an owl and they're living their best life. I don't know.
But I also think he's a Chelsea. He's ready to settle down the way he talked to his sister. Like,
yes.
When will he ever know? It's like he's just ready for it. And Bliss is the one who took the bait.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that on The Bachelor. That one Jason, I think his name is, didn't choose them Molly, and they're still married and have a kid. So
yeah,
they kind of remind me of them too. Those dorks,
yeah, similar.
But Bliss and Zach are so dorky that maybe they do belong together.
When Arena he was like when he was talking to his friends at the bachelor party, and he's like, and I mean, how'd you know it was one? I mean, she said something about an owl, and it's like, you know, like just like even that conversation, they just really.
Well, I thought that in the pods. How could if you're both your dumb song is,
yes,
that horse's song. Come on, get married.
Right. Oh,
the last thing on Bliss, the bachelorette party, her friend was so wasted. I don't know if you said, she was like, her eyes were barely open. She's like, and she's like, she's the Danielle of Summer House. She's like, I just hope you're able to deal with conflict. It's like, yes.
these people. Oh,
they always have the friends invited.
I think so. I think they do.
I don't remember. I thought it was before. It was just the characters. Now it's like they're really trying to intermix their lives.
Right. That's the other thing about Kwame. The fact that none of his people are there. They're all fake.
I didn't notice that. That's a good point.
Majorly problematic to me. You know, that's weird.
I know.
Seems like it's not real.
Like a hologram.
Yes. You're right.
That's but good. I love his sister. His sister was really cute.
The warmest. She reminded me of Raven and SK, like SK's family, like SK's same kind mom. Of energy.
Yeah.
Like just so warm and welcoming.
I know. It was nice that SK's mom was so open to it.
Right.
I feel like Kwame's pulled some shit before. I don't blame his mom for telling him he's an idiot.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk Tiffany and Brett. All right. This is the only thing I have to say about them. His family, were they not the clumps from?
They're so
Mr.
cute.
Doolittle? Like, no, like I literally, like they had Brett's face just in different bodies. Like, I feel like it was like Eddie Murphy playing three characters. I couldn't get over it. Especially
it could be.
Brother.
And the brother. Yeah. Do you like my hair?
I love him. Like, I just have one question.
They were really
for you.
Cute.
Do you like my hair? I mean, I
love Brett.
The dad saying, as men folk, you know, we need someone who's understanding and patient. Just like his whole, like that simple philosophy.
They're so sweet. They're nice people.
I think they're fine. I have nothing. It seems fine. Her crying, like.
It's too much.
Whatever. It's a lot, I guess. I could see when she started saying about work, I was like, okay, that would make sense. Like if you literally are coming back, trying to plan a wedding, come back to your job after being gone for.
Oh, I thought you meant crying, meeting the dad. Oh.
Oh, no, I meant crying in general at the beginning.
I just feel like, do you really have to do much? It seems like Netflix has probably got people doing it all for you, right?
It's the same venue. What are we planning?
But maybe she bottles up. People? She's just stressed out. Yeah. Getting married is it. I like Brett and Tiffany. I feel like they are definitely the strongest couple. Maybe they're just editing it that way. Or I do feel like there's things she's thinking things in her head that she's not saying out loud, but we'll see what happens. Maybe they're just that perfect for each other. They seem like a great pairing. So
I think that'll be fine. I think whatever they're trying to put together, I would be shocked if this one went left. I would be absolutely shocked.
I would love it if it did, just for TV, not for their personal lives. It'd be great to see
she
one
just,
of
like,
them
blows
get ripped
it up
apart.
At the end.
Yeah.
What if it was like somebody has a secret kid or something they didn't tell each other and like it's, blows everything up? Be great.
He seems nice.
I will say this. I am firmly in the camp that love is not blind. I think this show is just pure comedy.
It's proving
like
it.
I'm not
right.
I am not watching this to watch True Love. I like that is not why I watch this show. I watch the show because I think it's comedic. I love the idea of this show. But we know love isn't blind. Like that's
hearing them
super obvious.
Tiffany seems like she's grown up loaded. And when his dad's like, you guys grew up kind of middle, lower class, right? Seems like she's lying. Like, yep, we were broke. Yeah, I think she's been pretty loaded.
The way she said it was like, my parents had nothing, but they worked really hard, which meant like they had elevated past
I
where
think
she's, you know,
been well to do. Yeah. But she's a nice. She seems nice. She's whatever.
She's
he's whatever.
Fine.
Yeah.
I still like think she might either be a secret hoarder or a secret alcoholic, but that's just my own personal theory. It's not validated by anything.
It is funny still that she fell asleep during the pause. That is one of the best things ever.
Best thing we've ever seen.
But I just don't want to hear them talk about how much they love each other. I zone out, but it's sweet.
I agree.
Yeah. I hope it works out for him. Are you really attracted to Brett? See, I'm really not that attracted to him, but people really want to bone him, but I'm not attracted to him.
I don't know why I don't find him attractive at all. There's something
I'm
about
most attracted.
Face. I don't know. Oh, who is it?
The one, if I had to do pure attraction, it'd probably be Kwame, but I like dirtbags, not Tyler.
I don't know any.
I'm not attracted to Zach in a sexual way. If I had to have sex with one of them, Paul, I would rather sew my vagina up until 500 lifetimes. And Brett seems nice, but
I'm good on
Marshall. Maybe I'd have sex with Marshall. I don't know.
What? No, you would not.
I like it. He is sweet, but I think he probably smells. He looks like he smells. Like,
yeah, he smells. He looks clean.
And he looks. Yeah, he does look really clean. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd have to do just a smell test and then find your pheromone.
I mean, Kwame looks like he's loaded up in cologne and smells really good, yeah. I think.
Right. Right. But his apartment was messy as fuck. So that might just be a guy's first stench that is hidden.
He looks like he might shower. Like he might be like a super shower. Showers 100 times a day.
Like Sex and the City where they're
nothing,
like, remember
I've gotten
that
over
one?
It, but oh. No, go ahead.
No, that when Meredith slept with that Catholic guy who would have to like shower every time after they had sex, like immediately. Do you remember that? It's like either before
Charlotte?
Or after. No, Miranda. She was like,
Miranda. Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Oh, it was funny. It was like, and it made her feel
where
really
is that freaking show?
Yeah, they were filming it. Maybe this fall or something.
No, I just have to get over Tyler.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what in the morning, we'll get up. The house could be on fire, but he's in the bathroom for 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Does not matter. But I like, imagine if we did that. It's just something I've had to get over and really just shove
you
it down.
To.
But it makes me nuts.
I won't say men. The primary, the secondary parent, whoever that is can always just walk away.
Right.
Without notifying.
And he would never admit
anything.
That he is. Yeah. But
you know what I mean?
He can just
but like
cut the lawn and do whatever.
Yeah, you
the
can
fuck
just walk
wants.
Away. We can't just
right,
walk away.
Right.
We have to
right.
tell someone, hey, I'm going
completely.
To do this. You got to do this. Hey,
right.
yeah, it's completely different life.
We saw a snake down the road on the way home from school and the kids are on watching this snake discovery show on YouTube 24/7 and they're all into it. And then the one kid wants to walk him all the way down there and he doesn't even say like, and I had to go to the post office. That's why I was late. And he doesn't even say I'm leaving. They just leave. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
You're not going to warn me. And I've been worried that I might go do something and these kids are going to die on their own. Oh, it makes me nuts.
It's ridiculous.
But the showering thing is just, it's nuts.
Oh yeah.
And the shit shower shave. The Jersey Shore was onto that.
Yep. All right, last but not least, Micah and Paul. All right.
They seem like they're into each other.
Yes. The way they giggle talk with each other, I don't know if you notice this, they're always just like, I'll see you tomorrow. Like they're always just like happy, giggling. Like I think they're into each other.
Oh, you got one tank top? Oh, you got one? I don't like how she's
right,
constantly
like
talking about his clothes.
Me neither. It's not that bad. He's not like...
I hate people like that.
It's just basic style. And sorry, Micah, you're not freaking, I don't even
Sarah
know
Jessica
who. You're
Parker.
Not a fashion trendsetter. You just dress. I don't know.
I hate girls that in front of other people and someone says, oh, you look nice. Well, I dressed him.
Yeah. No.
It's just,
I don't
why don't
like
you
either.
Just emasculate him some more?
You know what I loved though? The one thing he said that I wish I'd like could get tattooed on my gravestone. Making a decision based off this amount of data is very high risk. When he was talking about his decision to like get married or not, I just love that framing where he's just like, I don't have enough data to make an informed decision. I just thought that was hilarious.
His brain
like,
is wild.
Yes. And shows you how he thinks, right?
Yeah.
And like, I love that analytical, like the, it's just a great way to put it. I loved it.
It's nice, but I don't want to be with someone like that to spend my life with, right?
I would rather
but
jump off a cliff, but I think it's great.
He is crazy how his brain works like that. He's really sounds like Bill Gates would be talking or something.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it sounds like. I loved.
And to come
she
from
was,
such like a fun loving mother.
Yeah, it's fascinating, right? I love that her and the mom are talking about dresses, like when she's like, you know, Micah's mom's texting me about like what she's going to wear. I mean, Paul's mom. I love her getting wasted she was so drunk at that bachelorette party. That was hilarious.
Oh my God. Does she hate her best friend or is she okay with her best friend just shitting on her like that?
I know.
Not fun.
I think her friend's an asshole. It is the night before the wedding. The gig is up. Whatever she wants to do, you gotta go full out. And again, what's your opinion based off of? What amount of data do you have to make an informed decision? You know what I mean? Like, what is she talking about? So wasted though. The way they're like slurring, like, what do you mean?
Keep shitting all over their friend like that. Just be excited for her.
That's what I'm saying. It's a weird move. And it's
if someone's not beating up my friend or sitting there like shit talking her in front of me, where I actually see someone getting treated like garbage, to yeah. each their own, you know, who cares?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, and she didn't even see anything horrible. He's just a nerdy dude. He's right. not what you would like. He's not what you envision.
What do you
that
pick
mean...
for her then?
Right.
I just hate these sloppy, single, sad sloppy. People who just want their friends
to be miserable.
Want them to be happy. It's like Danielle and Lindsay.
I'm just going to say that. It's the same Sick. Shit. Same energy. As long as someone is not getting emotionally or physically abused or taken advantage of, like if right. financially or otherwise, right. who cares? Everybody's into their own shit. If she wants to nerd out with Paul, let it.
This isn't an experimental show where you know that no one's going to be watching. You're on Love is Blind for freaking Netflix.
I know.
You're going to, you know, you're going to come across like an idiot. And you know that Micah is probably one of the front runners being shown yeah. just by looking at her. She's freaking blonde and whatever.
Yeah. It's.
Attractive person,
that.
I guess.
Feel like they can't either. They don't care, or they can't control themselves long enough to like have a good showing. I mean, how drunk they were at that thing. I mean, even when they called, when she FaceTimed Paul, I was like, "Don't do this. Don't be that girl."
And say you're going to
the
go there
party.
And,
like,
and
enough.
Her friend wants to start fighting with him on the FaceTime.
Yes, and he's like, "I don't know what the fuck they're saying." I loved that.
He had no idea. I love that he hangs up and moves on. He's yes. a no nonsense type person. And that's what Micah yeah. needs. She doesn't need yep. see her and Kwame would end up the cops would being called because they'd be fighting yeah. like crazy
You're
drunk
right.
fighting.
You're right. Right.
Because
even
of her.
She's like at the end, she's like, I just love Paul. He's like epic. It was like if somebody described
I
him as epic,
I want to text him. I love
I
that.
Punch them in the face.
I'm gonna text him. Oh, God. I think they're going to say yes. So did
I
she like Kwame at the pool? I mean, she's just moved on from that and she's in love with
drunk
Paul.
Micah, just like her right. wasted there. You put yeah. her in front of a human, she's probably pretending she likes them or something. I don't know.
How can Paul want Micah? I don't see how he would be think that she's a good compatible partner for him.
I know. Maybe the data is going to take him another way, you know? Let's find out.
Man, I think their sexual chemistry overrides his brain.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you're right.
Like who's having sex? I wish they would talk about that more. We don't really. Do you think Kwame and
Chelsea
are having
yes.
sex?
100%.
Tiffany and Brett are having sex.
She has like dick obsession too. You can tell. It's not just yeah. like about it's.
People are saying that it reminds them of Get Out. That makes sense, but I didn't think of that when I was watching it. I just feel bad for her that she's at a time where she will marry. It just seems like anybody will fit the bill.
Yes.
Feel bad for her.
I know. Yeah. I think Mike and Paul are. Yes. Bliss and Jack.
How did they not pick better? How did she not end up with a Marshall? And people are like, are we watching the same show? What show are you watching? They seem perfect.
Oh, people don't like the opinion. I think it would be great. I mean, it's more like I'm not saying maybe. I just mean they are more compatible.
I think
than
they're
Chelsea
perfect match.
Yeah, I think they'd make the long haul. I don't know if she'd be as physically obsessed with him as she is with Kwame. You know, there's something about right. like the big strong man bullshit that she's also yeah. into.
I just yeah. can't believe this perfect specimen, who's the most intelligent being on earth, is.
My husband.
The way she stares into his face and she's so intense about it.
So close to his face.
She's gonna rewatch like, this show. I wouldn't be able to.
Oh, I wouldn't either. Oh my God. It's rough. Well, we'll see. So Friday is the last batch, right? And then it's a live reunion.
There's only one episode left and then a live reunion.
Wait,
that's
what?
It.
They're doing
There's
all
only
the
one
episodes
episode.
In one?
Yeah. Only one what? Left. I feel cheated.
Huh. That's weird. The weddings are they only two episodes? God. So that
there used to be
a lot
longer.
Of yeses.
It used
or
to
something.
Give us two more, I feel like.
Yeah. All right.
But wow, I don't think they shocking. Show enough wedding anyway. They should show us
I
a little bit
see...
more. Drag this shit on. We were already
yeah,
invested.
Let's see
now.
The after party. Let's see the drunk person in the corner being like, they're never going to make it. You
they
know?
Need to have that. More going.
Yeah.
I really do enjoy it. It is fun once they
oh,
get
I
into
do
the
too.
Real life.
Oh, it's great. I love this show.
There's
I was,
so many
my dad
stages
like,
to it.
My dad's like, what do you have to watch? I'm like, oh, Love is Blind. He's like, what's that? And I tell him, he's like, the fuck? What are you talking about? I'm like, that's what happens. Like, he just couldn't even conceptualize that people do this.
And your parents fell in love and that was it.
One night stand it up. This is history. All right. Guess what,
my
guys?
Parents we'll were neighbors too. That's how they met.
Oh, I Isn't love that. Just like you and Tyler.
Yeah.
Fate.
Accidental pregnancies. There you go.
That's great. Look at that. All right. We'll be back with Bravo later this week. And until then, we love you all.